Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lyman. Herman. Maybe Anthony should change his name.
What do you think he should change it to?
They could call it The Man Show.
No, it's already
Car
been done.
Car Man, Lie Man. That would work.
It's already been done, though, Jeff. Well, there's copyright on that.
They're hitting the road along with 92.3 The Fan for a special charitable event. It's benefiting, and this is a good one, Shoes and Clothes for Kids. All listeners are invited to join us on Friday. That's November 21st coming up at the brand new Bomber Sports Cards. It's located at 203 East Royalton Road in Broadview Heights, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be a special edition of the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies. Come out, meet the 92.3 The Fan guys, and enjoy lunch from Donato's. Admission free. Shoes and Clothes for Kids will be on site. They'll be collecting new socks and donation for those in need. So it's a really nice thing all the way around. 92.3 The Fan Shoes and Clothes for Kids event. Ken, Anthony, Friday, November 21st, Bomber Sports Cards in Broadview Heights.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll talk to Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, who was in Berea today. He's got the latest from what's going on with the Browns. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock.
Does he have a cot out there?
Does he? No, I think
he's just... you said he's in Berea today. I think he's in Berea every day.
He spends a lot of time there.
That's why he sleep in one of those railroad cars across the street by the parking lot?
Actually, what they did was they put a river in over there so he could go sleep down by the river in a van.
Nice.
Does that work?
Wondered what happened to my old van.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff. All right, so we heard from Dylan Gabriel just now, and he kind of gave us the lay of the land. Nothing earth-shattering. You brought up the best point, I believe.
Of what he said?
Yeah.
I don't think he made a great point of what he said.
That's why it was so...
I think he sounds like a longtime veteran pro quarterback, Andy.
He does.
That's what he sounds like. He needs a good game. He has not given anything to quiet the folks who are screaming for a change of quarterback. He needs to do that. He needs to make everybody go, "Man, that was pretty good. They might have lost, but that was still pretty good." It's not on him. He needs that.
All right, let's hear from just a couple of folks. I do want to get back to Albert Breer here. Mark in Cleveland. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hi, what's going on, man?
I got a real simple question here. It's just, you know, when Shador played in the preseason game against the Panthers, I mean, how many plays do you think he had to know? Maybe 10 to 15 plays? Because he only played like a half.
They all played halves, yeah.
Yeah, so my thing is, why can't you put a package together for him? Because he looked flawless in that game. I know they were against the twos and the threes, but also the Browns were playing their twos and threes. So when you look at that, and then you say, hey, well, let's see what happens if you do that with the ones, and we just give him a plan just for him, because it looks like Gabriel's learning on the fly. You know, I mean, each week is looking like something different with him, and it's not getting any better. So I'm just saying.
I agree with you, but I thought it was kind of a mixed bag for him in the preseason, too.
The Rams game wasn't good.
The Rams game, he was 3 of 6 for 14 yards.
Yeah, but it looked like they didn't have a plan for him. It looked like it was, they didn't really get him involved, and I don't know.
If they're going to put a quarterback on the field,
Rams game against him, and you're still overlooking the Carolina game.
Can you weigh either one of those? I mean, the Rams is probably worse because they didn't bring anybody. Remember? They brought nobody for that game. I want to see Shador. I'm not criticizing it. I wonder sometimes when we want to go back and give preseason credence to the actions that we walked on the field
when you look at it, his record is better than Gabriel's because Sanders is 1-1 and Gabriel's 2-4.
Mark, Shador hasn't played in a game that matters yet. His record is 0-0.
I'm just saying that joke.
And by the way, the idea of a package, a place for him and put him out there, I wouldn't think that's a bad idea.
I would think it doesn't go well this week. I would think they should have had a package, a place for him in the beginning of the season.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, even if it's 5 plays.
Except for one thing, though.
Why not? Maybe you go in and throw him into the Wildcat or let him spark up the offense a little bit.
But it's this. It's usually when you have a package of plays for a different quarterback, it's a quarterback with an extremely different skill set. For instance, Taysom Hill.
Do you think their skill set's exactly the same?
No, but I think they're both quarterbacks who are basically the same type of quarterbacks. One's left-handed and shorter, and one's right-handed and taller.
Yeah.
Neither one, I think Dylan probably runs better than Shador. His athleticism's a little better.
I don't know. Maybe you mix him up with a right-handed offense and a left-handed offense. Even if it's just one package. I mean, we throw offensive linemen in there to play fullback. I would think that every team should have some sort of package for their backup. Even Ohio State, Lincoln Kiholtz. They have a 4th-and-1 play for him on the goal line. Now that's good.
Yeah, but Andy, that's just not the way it's usually done in the NFL.
I just don't see why it would hurt.
I don't see the package of plays for Mason Rudolph in Pittsburgh right now.
Charlie's in Cleveland. Hey, Charlie.
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller. Appreciate you, fellas.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Listen, I just think that from what we've seen from Gabriel, and I'm not a Shador homer at all. He's got to be more talented. I haven't seen one thing that, this kid looks like he can really play NFL football. I think Cody Kessler showed us more than Gabriel has so far. And it just seems like he's a total bust, and I just don't see why we're trotting him back out there, guys.
All right, Charlie, thank you. I wish we could play our Bakersfield music. You made me reminiscent of the past there, Jeff.
I have a hard time really disagreeing with that. That's why I'm...
And it's just your hands are just waved up. What do you do? It stinks to even say this, but losing will be winning in the future. And again, it's how do you know that? Because the Browns in years past have failed when it comes to picking draft picks. I just wishfully hope that they do find a way to make the proper picks. If that's the case that they're going. And again, there's still no exaggeration. What is it, 7 or 8 games left? And it's just how do you let a fan base that gives a darn, just be told that, hey, man, we're gonna rest the rest of the year, away for preparation for the next year. And it's me as a Browns fan, I was prepared for this because obviously they told us more or less that they didn't have a quarterback, left tackle, et cetera, wide receiver. I'm thinking, okay, that's a 15 team. And it's that's what I'm prepared for. And that's what's going on right now. I don't know if that's going to be the case because there's a lot of losing teams in front of us that we're going to be playing against. But at the same time, man, if there's one objective at hand, man, just find a way for the future to be proper when it comes to actually drafting these dudes, in the first 5, 10, 15 picks, whatever, man. But that's all I got to say, man. Go Browns in the future, man. But, man, this season, man, oof. Hey, good luck to you guys for taking on the rest of these callers for next year. Thank you. Have a great farm stage. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's Rhino.
Resident caller.
Picking a spot somewhere in the country to go call us from.
It's pretty amazing. Probably our most loyal listeners. I shouldn't say that. We have some pretty loyal listeners. He's right up there.
I would think so.
I just, his determination to go throughout the country and still listen is very impressive. Cliff, what's up, man?
Oh, I was just calling. I had a couple of questions.
Sure.
Do either of you guys know who the all-time passing percentage leader is in college history?
Yes, we do.
Last year was Shedeur Sanders.
Doesn't that statistic alone say that he should be on the field to get a chance?
No.
No?
No.
Not when we got, I mean, some of the passes this guy's been throwing, I mean, he's, you know, 7-yard passes, he's not even complete.
Well, if everybody thought Shedeur, and again, Cliff, I hope the guy gets on the field at some point when the team thinks he's ready and is phenomenal and is our quarterback for the next decade. Right now, they don't think he's ready to play. If they did, he'd be on the field.
I just think that that statistic says a lot when you say all time. I mean, when you
I'll throw another one at you. The word was that last year he threw more passes behind the line of scrimmage than anybody in the entire country last year. Like, you know, I mean, like, you know, a wide receiver screen, that type of stuff. Those types of passes lead to a completion percentage as well. I'm not downplaying what he did last year. What I am saying is offense can have something to do with that, and perhaps it did in his case.
Does that work?
Okay.
Keep in mind, Dylan Gabriel completed 73% of his passes last year.
Yeah, I just think when this guy gets on the field, it's whoever gives him that opportunity is going to reap the benefits.
You're not alone. A lot of people feel that way.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Who's won the most playoff? What college quarterback has won the most playoff games?
Dylan completed 73% of his passes last year, and Shedeur completed 74. So Shedeur was significantly better.
I mean, you can find a stat for anything you want. I want to see him play. That's the problem. And I don't want to sit here and tear him up. By the way, Will Howard is and Stetson Bennett, I think he won 4. The same here comes. All right, I'll take my medicine. Go ahead. You going to give it to me? This is like getting a shot when you're 8 years old. You want me to say it again? Will Howard won 4 playoff games last year.
Oh, Will.
Thank you.
Guess what?
What?
He's been activated.
What? What?
Oh, Will.
Man.
You might see him holding a clipboard.
I'll take that. That run last year was so amazing. And what's even crazier is what Julian Sain's doing right now. It's just a factory. Like, when I think of Ohio State football, there isn't a whole lot of drama. You know, it's weird to talk about it. It's really weird to talk about a team that wins all the time, isn't it? And you're like, whoa, Michigan. Michigan's like the only thing.
No.
Michigan's the only pimple on the way. I'm sorry. I mean, I know UC. I know. Please don't make me regret that with UCLA this week.
Squeeze that thing, baby. Let's go.
Right. They need to get. I think Ryan Day just needs that for his psyche. They just need to go in there with a good game plan. Man, they've got a great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Defensive coordinator. Oh, man, Matt Patricia has just done a fantastic job with that defense. Brian Hartline with the, oh man, I'm just, man.
Andy.
Jeff, we might need some time off.
Come back. 2-7 here in Cleveland.
Do we get the South Beach flu? Is that what we get too sometimes? Do you think?
No, never.
All right, Browns getting set to take on the Ravens on Sunday afternoon game. Rare non-1 o'clock start for the Browns, and we bring in the man who's... Why'd you look at me like that?
Yeah, 1 o'clock's also afternoon.
Yeah, I know, but it's a rare...
late afternoon game.
Late afternoon game. And look who's on the line.
Hey, it's late afternoon Daryl Ryder. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hey. Good. Just means I get to sleep in, and then I have to stay up late.
Yes. Yes.
So that means Brownie Bites is at like 7-something, 8 o'clock maybe.
Yeah,
8 o'clock.
Something like that, yeah.
Daryl, what have we learned about this team this week?
Oh, boy.
They desperately need a quarterback.
Okay, what did we learn about this team in 1999 when they came back? Same answer.
They had one, but ruined him.
Yeah, they destroyed him.
Yeah, not the first, not the last, right?
Where are we going with this thing, Daryl? Where are we going? Oh boy,
to the top of the NFL draft.
Yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it?
On your way, baby.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're steadfast in wanting to roll Dylan Gabriel out there week after week here. You know, I don't know what that says about Shador Sanders and his progress or lack thereof, right? Kevin Stefanski doesn't even want to mention the name Deshaun Watson. And I'm kind of to a point, I'd rather watch Deshaun Watson go out there than Dylan Gabriel. The TikTok videos of Dylan Gabriel missing easy throws are very entertaining to watch. I know he was nominated for like Rookie of the Week or whatever. Must have been a real bad week for rookies. And clearly whoever nominated him did not watch that game on Sunday because Dylan was not good. He hasn't been good. There's been zero improvement. I specifically asked Kevin Stefanski on Monday, where's the improvement? And Kevin couldn't even give me an answer. So that just tells you what you need to know. Now, I do feel a little sympathy for Dylan because he's in a tough spot as a young player. But, yeah, it's not good. Jerry Jeudy in the locker room. Had some nice things to say about Dylan in defense of him. But then again, you know, what's Jerry supposed to say, right? So, it's tough when, you know, you're going through this vicious cycle of trying to find a quarterback. And in this case, you know, you've got a young player that you shouldn't be playing, but you're playing him. And, you know, that kid's taken all the grief that he's taken because he looks overmatched out there and he's not playing well.
Daryl, I said earlier, he needs a game where he makes everybody think, huh, okay, there's something. Otherwise, yeah. I don't know how the team continues to say, yeah, we're going to start Dylan. At the very least, not split up the quarterback position a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, Jeff, I don't know what the solution is right now. It's clear that they don't feel Shador is ready, although I don't know. You know, this might be part of the plan. Like, hey, you know, Dylan's going to get X amount of starts. And that's the other thing I tried to get out of Kevin earlier this week. Like, hey, you know, what is the plan, right? Ownership has said they want to see both young quarterbacks. They're going to see both young quarterbacks to evaluate them. You know, so obviously there is a timetable there, and I certainly respect if Kevin doesn't want to reveal that. Out of respect for both Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders, but I have to think that there's a game plan here and that, you know, Dylan is going to get a couple more starts before they go ahead and take a look and see what Shador can do. But I think that's just, we're just staring down the barrel of a very painful final 2 months of the season.
I mean, we were talking about Bailey Zappi for a little bit, right? And, you know, do you think... I wonder, no, he won't see the field, or they would put Sanders out there before him, right?
At least that's
the way it lines up on game day when they make him the active quarterback, right?
Well, no, I mean, Shador was number two on Sunday.
Yeah, so I know. That's what I'm saying.
Shador's back to being number two. So, yeah, I do not think that Bailey Zappi is in the starting quarterback plans this season. That's not to say he won't, because circumstances dictate that he has to, and as we know, circumstances always dictate that this organization deviate from the plans, but I do not feel like starting Bailey Zappe is in the current plans. But again, things happen, and you know, there's always a chance they may be forced into, you know, starting it.
Daryl Ryder's joining us. Daryl, the other Dylan received a little bit of talk in Kevin Stefanski's press conference, and that's Dylan Sampson. I'd love to see a little bit more of him, mainly because I'm curious to see whether they could develop a two-back tandem that might put another weapon on the field. What have you thought of Dylan Sampson so far, and why do you think he's not played very much since Quinshon's been in there?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, Quinshon's, you know, your chief running back. We don't see a lot of Jerome Ford either, right?
No,
I mean,
exactly.
It's kind of, you know, so I think that that's, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Jeff, right? I get it.
I'd like to see another offensive weapon, you know, Daryl, and see if they have one. I don't know that they do, but I'd like to find out if he can do it.
I certainly like how he catches the ball coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I like that option. I want to see more Harold Fannin getting the ball in his hands too, right? Want to see David Njoku get the ball in his hands. Like there are guys that you want to see, that I know I want to see, get the ball in their hands. The problem is they don't have a quarterback capable of doing that. So, you know what I mean? Like, we can want it all we want, but if they don't have the ability to facilitate that, it almost becomes, it is what it is, right? And you can't, I mean, I guess you could try and run it 40 times a game, but I don't know that that makes a whole lot of sense when you stack the, you know, stack the box, right? Because it's, you know, offensively, your number one goal is to stop Quinshon Judkins, right? And then after that, well, if Jerry Jeudy beats you, teams will live with that. If, you know, someone else, you know, it can be, well, teams will live with that, right? Cedric Tillman's back. So, I'll say this. The one positive that I liked from Sunday's loss to the Jets is there was a more concerted effort to throw the football down the field. Now, it wasn't thrown with great accuracy or consistency, but they did at least throw the ball more than 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. And granted, the quarterback missed a lot of those throws, but that's neither here nor there. They at least tried it, and I think that they need to keep doing that. And trying to create those explosives with longer passes, because you're seeing teams crowd the line of scrimmage, and that just makes life miserable for everybody.
How about the fact they were able to get Jerry Jeudy into the game? I mean, that was to me, if you ask me what was the best thing that happened in the game, is they got Jerry Jeudy active in this thing, and hopefully we'll see more of that.
Yeah, and he made a great adjustment on that touchdown pass that he caught, too. I mean, you know, again, you watch the play. It was great that Dylan got credit with the touchdown pass, but Jerry Judy's the one that made that happen. So you're right. Getting him involved, and, you know, maybe he can make some good things happen. But, it's really difficult, I think, right now offensively for the Browns to get their playmakers involved, because, again, you just don't have a player that's capable of facilitating.
The offensive line, Daryl, has been, I think, kind of a mystery this year. And I say mystery for this. Are they not playing well?
They've been beat up.
Are they beat up? Are they not playing well? Have they aged out? Or is it just circumstance that this has all kind of come together in one big thing and you've not had the play you were expecting?
Yeah, I mean, look, that unit's going to look drastically different next year, right? I'm hoping they can just keep Wyatt Teller. I think Joe Petonia is going to retire. Mm-hmm. I mean, DeJuan Jones, Jack Conklin, I'm not sure what's going to happen there. All five of those positions up front are not, there's no set plan that we know of right there, right? As far as like guys being here long term, so that is a unit that's going to be need to be rebuilt next offseason as well. So besides trying to find a quarterback, another receiver that's over 6 feet tall, maybe another tight end, depending on what they do or don't do with David Njoku. Oh, and also finding a quarterback. Like, I mean, Andrew Berry, whoever the GM is going to be next year, is certainly going to have their hands full trying to fill all these holes on the offensive side of the ball. Again, the positive that you take away from this is that those holes are revealing themselves this year, and so you can put together a very comprehensive to-do list for the offseason to make this a better football team in 2026.
Daryl, as always, thank you. We appreciate your time and continue your great coverage. Looking forward to your Brownie Bites and your updates on our YouTube channel as well. Thank you.
You bet, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.